It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's social distancing efforts may be starting to slow the spread of coronavirus. The number of positive cases is currently doubling every 6 days. That's down from every 2 days at times last month. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
We've been starting to see this in the data, and this corresponds with what we've seen elsewhere in the world, that when these social distancing practices are put into place, that sometime after that, we start to see the number of new cases trend down, the number of deaths, hospitalizations, those kind of key measures.
CPR's John Daly. On Monday, Governor Polis called the slowing remarkable and urged Coloradans to continue doing their part to avoid catching or spreading the disease. More than 80,000 Coloradans have filed for unemployment in the last 2 weeks because of COVID-19 layoffs, and that is affecting people's ability to pay their rent. Some landlords who rely on rental income for their own mortgages are also feeling the strain. For Kat Lichtenbelt, a landlord who lives in Ridgeway, it wasn't a hard choice. She owns several residential properties, and for the next 3 months, her tenants will pay only $3 a month.
And for us, you know, yeah, it's going to be a hit, but it's not going to be as devastating as a lot of other people.
The governor's office says the state is identifying all lawful means to give tenants a reprieve from actions that would remove them from their homes and impose penalties for late or non-payment of rent. But so far, Polis has not called for a statewide rent freeze. Warmer spring weather means increased avalanche danger in the mountains. The risk of snowslides is moderate in the northern half of the state and considerable in the San Juan Mountains to the south. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says that 2 weeks ago, a snowboarder on the western side of the Eisenhower Tunnel triggered an avalanche that buried an access road in up to 20 feet of debris. No one was injured in that avalanche. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.